Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, we are so grateful to be your sons and daughters and to be your warrior, to be able to fight these battles that's coming before us every day and even soon to intensify. But we know that you're our leader, you're our Lord, you're our God, and that nothing is impossible with you. That you can do all things, and you will train us. And Lord, help us to recognize you when you come. Help us to be ready so we'll know who you are, so we will not be like Joshua that almost missed you because he didn't know who he was looking for. Father, I praise you and thank you now as the word goes out today, may you reveal it to us in great and mighty revelations and understanding so we may be ready when you come again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Now then, I just wonder, what is your perspective of what the Lord will look like when he comes again? Do you think we'll recognize our Lord and our Savior when he comes to this earth? Are we ready? Now, I'm going to tell you that I believe the Lord has his sword drawn. I believe he's soon coming back to this earth. Now, it's amazing that the examples he gives us, like over here in the book of Joshua, in fact, of the names that the father could have given his son, it is pretty significant that he chose the name Jesus, for Jesus is the Greek word Joshua, who was the Hebrew general who led the people into warfare. Now, there's a lot of parallels here. Now, to be prepared for greater victories, we need a greater revelation of who our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ really is. We need to see him as he will be revealed in the last days of this age, the last moments. He is going to be a holy warrior dressed for battle. Now then, I believe with all my heart this battle is going to soon come. And when he comes, I wonder, are we going to be like Joshua? In Joshua chapter 5, this is what happened. Now, it came about when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man was standing opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" Now then, there is something about the time just prior to a move of God that causes many to wonder if the Lord is for them or against them. He seems confrontational, too intense, too different from the one we had learned to trust. Yet, during these last few years, this is exactly the situation in the Lord's relationship with the church. The Lord has stood before us with his sword drawn, just like he did with Joshua here. Perhaps you have been through a time where the tip of Christ's sword seemed aimed straight at your heart. In fact, I'm going to tell you, I have had so many of those trials and tests in the last couple of years. I don't know what the Lord is training me for, but I know he's training me. And it has been the most intensive training that I couldn't even have dreamed the test that I would have been through, that I have been through in the last year and a half. But let me reassure you, God is for you. I don't care what it is. In fact, it is his express purpose to release this same sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, through your words and prayers. But before the Lord's sword will come through your mouth, it must first pass through your heart. Now think about that. Think about what I just said. Before the Lord's sword. Now what is the sword? The Word of God. Before the sword will come through your mouth, it must first pass through your heart. God must confront the stronghold of fear within us before we are be effective against the enemy in the heavenly places. Now, let me tell you, whatever you do, do not withdraw or be terrified at this new unveiling of the Son of God. For it is, in fact, the beginning of God fitting you for battle. By the time you are fully trained, you will be a fearless warrior in His army. Currently, however, we are a pampered, undisciplined people who have not understood the day of warfare that looms before us. So get ready for it. It's going to come. We must realize that in the last moments of this age, to prepare us for the raging of Satan as his time shortens, the Lord Jesus Christ will raise an army to whom he will be revealed in a manner unfamiliar to most Christians. Isaiah tells us, over in Isaiah 42:13, he said, "The Lord will go forth like a warrior." What's the Lord going to do? He's going to go forth like a warrior. He will arouse his zeal like a man of war. He will utter a shout. Yes, he will raise a war cry. He will prevail against his enemies. We have known the Lord as our Savior and our Shepherd. Now, these revelations of our beloved Lord are no less true because a new aspect of his nature is revealed. It is simply that this new dimension is so startlingly different from how we have known him. But be of good cheer. This frightening warrior king, with his sword drawn, with his shout of war upon his lips, is the same blessed Savior, the same blessed Jesus, the same blessed King who died on that cross for yours and my sins. He is the same Jesus, but praise God, it's time now for war. Yet, in truth, we cannot soften the shock of this next unveiling of Christ. Your immediate dismay shall be in no way less dramatic than that which was revealed to Joshua on the plains of Jericho. Your concepts will be shaken and fears confronted. Looking again at Joshua, truly, he had already known the Lord in a wonderful, intimate way in the wilderness tabernacle. But here, standing before him, was a new revelation of Christ. The Lord himself had come to lead his people into war. Ultimately, these refugees from Egypt and their wilderness children would defeat many nations stronger and more numerous than themselves. They would do the impossible through the power of the Lord. Joshua was alarmed, but both Joshua and the people with him were more prepared for this battle than even they realized. Their time in the wilderness had conditioned them for war. Likewise, the wilderness you have been in has not been a punishment, but a time of preparation and of learning obedience. You have watched in fear the spiritual death of church leaders who disobeyed the Lord, but you have not stumbled over their disobedience. You have learned from it. Now, before Jesus returns, those who have passed the wilderness test will recognize and will receive another revelation. Christ will be revealed to them as their captain of the host, just like he was to Joshua. They will be ready to follow the Lamb wherever he goes. And that's you and I. And Joshua chapter 5, verses 14, he says, "And Joshua fell on his face to the earth, and he bowed down and said to him, 'What has my Lord to say to his servant?' And the captain of the Lord's host said to Joshua, 'Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy ground.' And Joshua did so." This new unveiling of the Lord is holy. Do not gainsay or criticize what you may not fully understand. We are beginning to perceive the Lord as he truly is, and he will be revealed in the days ahead. I'm telling you, there's going to be great and mighty things happen in the future. I'm going to tell you that the promises of the Lord, which we have discussed earlier here is that he will go forth like a warrior. He will raise a war cry. He will prevail against his enemies. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to be a part of that army. I want to be trained so that I know what is going to happen. And I believe with all my heart, these days are coming in the not too distant future. Now, within the ranks of the advancing church, Jesus is raising a war cry. Can you hear his shout in the intercession? There is new authority being raised up, a new generation whose voice thunders with the cry of prophetic prayer. Through the church, Christ himself is prevailing against his enemies. Indeed, the gates of hell shall not stand against the church that Jesus Christ is building. Now, he made that statement to us in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. He said he was going to give us the keys to the kingdom, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Well, I'm going to tell you, the hour has come for his church to grow in all aspects into him who is our head, even Christ, the warrior king. Now, our king is coming again soon. I think we're going to be in for a tremendous time of battle. Now, if you've been one of the fortunate ones, and when I say this, if you've been one of the fortunate ones to be part of the battle, to be part of the training that the Lord has been training so that you have been going through these desolate times and you're wondering why you went through all those times, those hard times, it was to train you to be a warrior to fight this end time battle. So praise the King. Lift your hands and praise the Lord and worship him for training you to be one of those warriors. Praise his holy name. I'd like to invite you to give me a call for tapes, 940-242-2106. I'd like to invite you to our church, the Living Savior Church, every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4 at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. Go up Interstate 35 to Walnut Hill. Go east on Walnut Hill, 4 blocks to Shady Trail. Turn right. We're about 300 yards down on the right. We'd also like to invite you to our healing school, but we'd go to the website at www.tlsm.org, and there you can find the location of our two healing schools, where they're located, the times they start, and everything. We would love to have you. We see many people miraculously healed at those healing schools. Praise the Lord Jesus.